Now, when me and Laura were on holiday, that was about, what, a month or so ago now?
Yeah.
I saw a film. We went to, a DVD shop, and I saw a film in there. Now, you know, I'm not good at films. Do you know what I mean? Edith's like that, isn't she? She knows about films.
We've both decided we're rubbish at films.
Yeah. We haven't seen, like, some of the best films ever made, have we? Do you remember we were talking about this ages ago?
We haven't seen any of them.
As we were saying, have you seen With Nail and I? No. Have you seen Romy and Michelle's High School Reunion? Yes.
Dumb and Dumber. Yeah. That kind of thing.
So, I bought this film thinking, oh, that's supposed to be really funny, so I've heard. And when I got it home, I've only just remembered this, and I dug it out of my shelf today.
Uh-huh.
It's not the film that I thought it was.
Right.
Because I thought that I had bought Snakes on a Plane. Have you heard of that? With Samuel Jackson?
Yeah.
It's supposed to be quite rubbish, but obviously quite funny.
Like the plot was done on the internet and all of that on blogs and stuff, yeah.
Now, I haven't seen Snakes on a Plane, but I should imagine this film has a similar plot. Just a slightly different form of transport.
So you got this thinking it was Snakes on a Plane, yeah?
Yeah. I know what I bought.
And what you've got? Snakes on a Train.
Yeah.
Right.
Now, I don't know whether anyone has seen this film. If you have, text me on 81199. I thought it was Snakes on a Plane, but it's clearly not.
It doesn't say Samuel L. Jackson.
Yeah, I didn't look properly.
It says Albie Castro.
Do you remember I said to you in the shop, Laura, oh, brilliant, Snakes on a Plane, that's supposed to be really funny. And I just whipped it off the shelf and gave it to him.
Julia Ruiz.
No, who?
And Giovanni Beggiararano.
Would you like to hear the trailer?
Yeah.
Brilliant.
The Southwest Express heads towards Los Angeles, loaded with 100 passengers and 1,000.
Be careful, Mommy.
You, angry, venomous snakes.
Imagine what's happening now. There's a lot of snakes like crawling out of people's mouths and stuff. And out of their bum holes as well.
Snakes on a train.
There are snakes on our train car.
Wow. That's the best bit of the whole trailer. Snakes on a train. We've got snakes on our train.
Snakes on a train.
There are snakes on our train car.
Did you enjoy it?
I can't compare really because I haven't seen Snakes on a Plane.
Neither
so I can't compare the two.
Do you want me to shall I read a bit of the
read the synopsis
plot here?
On the black
the synopsis? Yeah. Under a powerful Mayan curse, snakes are hatched inside a young woman, slowly devouring her from within. Her only chance for survival is a powerful shaman who lives across the border. With only hours to live, she jumps on a train headed for Los Angeles. Unfortunately for the passengers aboard, they're now trapped, soon to be victims of these flesh-eating vipers.
Can I play you my favourite bit from the whole film?
Please do, okay. I'm hooked.
Here it is.
She needs to see a doctor.
No.
Somebody could take an x-ray or do a blood test.
No.
It could save her life.
She has snakes. There's no doctor who will see this.
How will no doctor? Surely they'd be quite obvious.
She's got snakes. Is that like having worms? What was that thing? Remember one night? Were you there one night in the pub when we texted Dr. Mark off of the Sunday surgery?
No.
Because I was convinced that I'd heard this like myth. I don't know whether it's true. I was convinced it was true at the time. That if you have worms, right? Yeah. I don't know whether it's the same if you've got snakes.
Right.
Probably a lot worse. Right. I don't think this would work if it was snakes.
Right.
But if you have worms, if you put next to your nose, so the worm can smell it, a nice piping hot lasagna, the worm will actually come out of your mouth, at which point you get a pen and just roll it round and roll the worm out of your mouth over your tongue. But only if it's lasagna.
And that's what you'd heard, was it? What was Dr. Mark's reply to that?
Don't be ridiculous. It was closing time. Do you know what I'm saying?
Tomorrow morning from 7, wake up with Chris Moyles. Here they are. I'm so excited. Scott Mills.
can't find anybody on the text or email that's actually seen snakes on a train, so they can't really comment on how good it is or not.
Lots of people now wanting to see it, though.
Yeah, sounds amazing.
After our explanations. Also, lots of people on the... Spencer from Widnes says he made the same mistake with snakes on a crane.
Oh.
lots of people wondering why you are so... ignorant, for want of a better word, when it comes to films.
What do you mean?
Well, given that you are the voice of a national video store...
No, they've just axed me.
Oh, have they? Yeah. Oh, I'm terribly sorry.
After a year, they realised I didn't know what the hell I was talking about.
Oh, I didn't mean to bring... Oh, dear.
No, you won't hear me in those stores
okay.
anymore.
Okay, sorry about that.
Thanks for bringing that up.
Yeah. Anyhow, move on.
On a train.
There are snakes on our train car.
It is actually a runaway train. I fell asleep.
Right, okay.
But it is a runaway train. That's why they can't just stop the train.
Yeah, but the picture
train.
On the back is like, it's of a steam, it's not an express. It's like a steam engine. It can't be that fast.
Believe me, that's not the only plotline flaw. There's many more. Right, it's 5:30. This is Scott on Radio 1. Beat Freak's coming up for you.